The following research is titled Genetics of the Partial Resistance Against Race 2 of Vercillion Dalli in Lettuce. This research was conducted to determine the genetics of the resistance of lettuce against race 2 of Vercillion Dalli. Vercillion Dalli is a soil borne pathogen fungi that exclusively attacked lettuce in the Salinas Valley, California. One of the biggest production areas of this crop in the United States of America. The fungus survives in the soil up to 25 years as a resting microstructure called microsclerotia. Vercillion Dalli attacks a wide range of hosts that are also cultivated in the Salinas Valley. Such hosts include the strawberry, artichoke, spinach, peppers, tomatoes, and some other crops not listed here, but that makes the crop rotation almost is limited because of this. Besides, under the new California regulations about the use of the chemical pesticides, fungicides that were used in the last years to keep this disease under the no problematic threshold are no longer allowed. In California, we had two races of Vercillion Dalli for lettuce, races 1 and 2. But according to a recently published research by Dr. Krishna Subbarao's lab, most of the isolates collected along the Salinas Valley are race 1. Race 2, although it's present in California, is still localized in the near Pajaro Valley around Watsonville, California. And it hasn't spread out in the entire state, in the entire Salinas Valley. Because of limitations in crop rotation and pesticide application, plus there were several releases made by the USDA that are being used by seed companies to introgress that resistance into a widely cultivated material. In addition, there is research that supports the fact that Vercillion Dalli is being introduced in seeds from other production areas in the USA that also where Vercillion has been reported. So that way we are limited to only to the genetic control or breeding because since the most feasible way to help reduce this threatening disease in lettuce. In the Salinas Valley, that accounts for 50% of the lettuce consumed across the entire nation. In order to develop the best breeding strategy, it's very important to understand the genetics of the resistance against race 2 of the pathogen. The fungus enters through the plant through the roots and moves acopetally from bottom to top, causing root discoloration, wilting, and yield reduction. So the objectives of this research were to map quantitative trail of size and a biparental population developed from a cross between two partial resistant PIs, identify possible transgressive segregants or families with better resistance than the parents that could be used for breeding. And we talk about only partial resistant because there is no complete resistance against race 2 of the pathogen. So we have four plant introductions of Latuca sativa or cultivated lettuce with low level of resistance, which is not complete, but these PIs or plant introductions show less disease compared to the susceptible cultivar, such as the most used ones in our experiments, cultivar Salinas. I developed a population from PI 171674 and PI 247707 and tested 99 of these F3 families in greenhouse conditions. The experiments were planted twice in different seasons and arranged in an alpha lattice design 11 by 11 using three replicates of each on replicates. On each of the block, 8 plants were phenotyped for root discolorations, incidence, and severity, as well We collected the data of the percentage of wilting of the plant from bottom to top as the fungus moves acropetally from roots to flowers. Also, the days to first flowers were also registered as an indication of maturity and to study the possible relationship between earliness and resistance. In this poster, you're only going to see the results from root discoloration, incense, and flowering, to summarize in this presentation. We used the isolate VDLS17 or RACE 2 that was isolated from lettuce. Two inoculations were made in the seedling stage, and one more inoculation took place after a week of transplanting. The plants were grown until flowering and then rated. And a scale that goes from 0 to 5, where 0 is not, there's no root discoloration, to 5, the plants are completely colonized by the fungus. As you can see in figure 1, that we had an example of two roots, one healthy root and one root with discoloration. The genotyping was conducted with the method of genotyping by sequencing. And DNA was extracted from approximately 50 lettuce 6 per genotype. We used the restriction enzymes ABA2, and then libraries were constructed and sent for sequencing using the HiSeq Illumina 3000 system at the Genome Center in UC Davis. The SNP calling was done using Tassel 3.0 with a pipeline developed by our lab to be used for F3 families. The linkage map was constructed with JoinMap, and the QTL analysis was conducted with the software QTL Network that takes into account the QTL via environment interactions. Additional individual analysis by experiments were calculated with other software, but the results are now presented on here. If you need more information, contact me and I can give you some preliminary details until we publish the results. So the results indicate that there was we found significant differences among the 99 F3 families for all the study traits, in fact, that is disease and AIDS. So you can see in figure 2 how the families follow more or less a normal distribution. And also numbers 17, 20, and sal means where PI 171674, 204707, and salinas fell into those experiments. Although the results were similar for distribution of the families, as you can see again in figure 2, both experiments significantly correlated, but the value was only 0.42 for the disease traits. However, it was 0.86 for days to first flower. Although these correlations were significant, especially for the disease traits, the relationship wasn't strong enough from one experiment to another. The fact of having significant differences among families and not too strong correlation for disease traits, so we thought there was a QTL environment interaction. When we did the QTL analysis, we detected 3 QTLs in linkage group 5, 6, and 8. That explains a small proportion of the phenotypic variants, 4, 12, and 6% respectively. This is incidence that is located in red. In the poster, this information is not there, but these QTLs come from the parent 17, 16, 74. In the case of the first, the to flowers, there were cuticles, a small cuticle in group 4, and a large cuticle in linkage group 7. So, as we can see, the resistance seems to be controlled by several cuticles located in linkage group different to the ones for the super flower. And the disease trait is highly influenced by the environment, but you can see these were common cuticles to both environments. However, there were other environment-specific cuticles that are not reported on here and that will be extensively explained in the publication I'm writing. We get to the conclusions that no family or transgressive segregant with superior performance to the most resistant parent, which is PI 17-16-74, was detected so far. MPI 17-16-74 had consistently less root discoloration compared to the other parent, but both PI had less root discoloration than susceptible control salinas. So they are still good sources of partial resistance. As the disease traits are controlled by several QTLs with small effects that interact with the environment, other environmentally specific QTLs were detected in linkage group 3, 4, and 5. But as I mentioned before, they are not reported here. Genes controlling both rate, the disease traits, and flowering are in different linkage groups. Therefore, no relationship between these two traits, and they can be independently bred. Breeding letters for resistant to race to Brazilian Dahlia, so far we think it should be done using methods for quantitatively inherited traits. As today, we have evaluated over 1,000 cultivars in conjunction with UC Davis and the USDA, and we had not found complete resistance as the one existing for race 1 in lettuce. However, as I mentioned before, race 1 is the predominant race in the valley so far, but we suspect this is going to change in the near future. So, if I'll be around my poster on Tuesday, so feel free to ask any question or email me for more information if you're interested in this work. My email is gsandoya@ucdavis.edu. gsandoya@ucdavis.edu. So I would like to thank the agencies that funded this research, such as the USDA NIFA AfriGrant 2013-01-A46, Breeding and Genetics of Lettuce for Resistance Against Race 2, Brazilian Wheel, to the California Leafy Green Research Board for the support of part of this research, and to the NIFA AFRI 2010-51-181-216-31, the Specialty Crop Research Initiative, and the Project Next Generation Lettuce Breeding Genes to Growers. Please feel free to email me if you have questions or comments about our research. We'll be very glad to answer those. Thanks.